Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Clara. Thank you, little kids of the kingdom, for being a part of God's story, the angel story, the story of Mary and Joseph, and the baby. Today we hear about Joseph. He was engaged to Mary and soon to become the earthly father to Jesus. We don't hear much about Joseph throughout the Gospels. We have today's story, then taking pregnant Mary to Bethlehem. He's there at the birth of Jesus, the visit of the three wise men. He takes his family out of danger by going into exile in Egypt, returns not to Bethlehem, but takes his family to Nazareth. When Jesus is 8 years old and Jesus stays at the temple, Joseph is a part of that story, and that Joseph's occupation was a carpenter. Other than that, not a whole lot. But imagine Joseph in this story today. He's engaged to Mary. They will soon be married and begin their life together. He should be very happy. But he learns that Mary, his fiancée, is pregnant. And he is not the father. He makes the decision to quietly get Mary out of his life. This is his right and his duty to do that. But before he makes this plan, puts this plan into action, he has a visitor. During a dream, an angel comes to Joseph and says, "Do not be afraid." I spent a lot of time thinking of this next sentence. Mary. All right, I just want to make sure you got it. Mary. The child she carries is a holy child, God's child. You will name him Jesus, and he will be Emmanuel, God with us. I think that Joseph wondered, what in the world is happening? What is going on in my life? What is happening to my soon-to-be family? I imagine that Joseph felt afraid, alone, perplexed, confused, uncertain what to say or do. I imagine Joseph wasn't sure which side was up in his life. Even though the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, God is with you." During our worship this morning, we're using elements of a blue Christmas worship that we've used in the past. Earlier, we took a moment to remember the loss of loved ones, the pain of loss, whether the pain is from an illness or death of someone close to us. Broken and shattered relationships, the loss of jobs or health, or even the loss of faith. Sometimes the pain and sorrow of things past haunt our memories, and the feelings of hope, joy, and peace are replaced with sorrow, abandonment, fear, and hopelessness. It can be a difficult time of the year when family and friends gather for celebrations and reunions. Sometimes, and maybe more often than we realize, maybe even for some here this morning, some are filled with thoughts and feelings that make this time a blue Christmas. I wonder if it was a blue Christmas for Joseph that first Christmas and the months leading up to the birth of Jesus. Was his mind filled with strange thoughts and feelings? Did he feel alone, overwhelmed, afraid? Last month, Tracy and I spent a weekend at Disney World in Orlando. It was fun to get away, to ride the rides, to see the sights, to eat the food. We stood in lines, and you're not going to believe this coming from me. We stood in lines to have our pictures taken. with a lot of different characters. Disney characters, not strange characters, but you know, that just sounded really weird. Yeah, we saw the stranger here. One picture of the two of us, and I think this was on your birthday, has the two of us standing with Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Tigger, and Eeyore. Eeyore had his hand on my shoulder as I look at the picture. I go, what? That's not the Eeyore I know. But these Winnie the Pooh stories are often a part of our children's books and movies. How many have read a Winnie the Pooh story or watched a movie? If you don't raise your hand, see me afterwards, and we're going to have a little story time. Many of us have read these stories to our children and grandchildren about these characters from 100 Acre Wood, written by A.A. Milne. Our children now. Where's Jonah? Which movie did Jonah watch, like, forever? Pooh's Grand Adventure. I mean, oh my God. One or two or three times is okay, but like 9 months every day. But anyway, each character is unique and lovable in its own way, but Eeyore seems to have a different place in our hearts. Eeyore is the one who's always gloomy or helpless and sad. Nothing seems to go Eeyore's way. And in a way, Eeyore's sadness represents our sadness. Even Eeyore's home is located in a dismal place on the map, ragged, boggy, and sad. His home is that bunch of sticks put together, kind of looking like a tent. But you know there's no way it's going to keep the water off of him and the wind from blowing through. And some of his words include, I wish I had an ear of voice here, because that'd be really cool, but I don't. Not much of a house, just right for not much of a donkey. Or thanks for noticing me. Or when his tail disappears, Kanga takes a knitted scarf she has just made, hangs it by the nail that's on his bottom. And Eeyore's response is, it's an awful nice tail, much nicer than the rest of me. Eeyore reminds me of the blue Christmases that some experience. Perhaps his life reminds you of someone you know right now. Someone whose life is troubled or filled with pain or feeling afraid or lonely or helpless. In one scene, and I saw this about a week ago, and Tracy and I spent like forever yesterday and the night before trying to figure out what scene it came from. There's a scene where Pooh and the others decide to go visit Eeyore in his home because they know he's sad and lonely. They go out to his stick home, and what they do when they get to his home is fascinating. Pooh and the others simply sit with Eeyore, sit in silence. So Eeyore is no longer alone. This is a model that we can put into practice with the people in our lives. We can come alongside them, walk with them, sit with them, be with them. The goal is not to fix them, but to be with them. Not to do for them, but to simply be there, listening, in silence, being. It is also called Emmanuel. God is with you, God is with us, and you and I are with others. I invite all of us this week to think about the people in our lives who may be having a blue Christmas. Think about them, pray about them, but also walk with them. listen to their stories without trying to fix them. Be with them in silence. And just as the angel told Joseph in a dream, do not be afraid. Mary will give birth to a son, and his name will be Emmanuel. God is with all people. Amen.